Part 1. Email and letters. Do you like to write a letter or email? In today's age, I much prefer writing an email. With a mail system that cannot be trusted, a letter is just out of the question sometimes. I love that email is immediate and that you can know for sure if the recipient has viewed it or not. However, there is still a certain charm about receiving a handwritten letter. Do you think emails are useful? Oh, very. They are major time savers. They replace meetings and phone calls. They are a quick, easy way to send information and share links, which cannot easily be done over the phone. Furthermore, I have more courage to say things over email than I would be to say in person or over the phone. I like having the extra time to think about the exact words. As I'm not much of a phone talker, I'm grateful for emails. Do you think email might one day replace handwritten letters? Oh, absolutely. It's already on the way there. For example, when I got hired at my last company, I was able to sign all documents via email instead of sending in a letter or doing it in person. I think many companies are following this trend now. What sorts of letters or emails do you think are the most difficult to write? Oh, complaints for sure. As I prefer to avoid conflict and am sensitive to others' feelings, I find this to be the most difficult. However, emails and text messages make it much easier. As I may be speaking to someone with a native language different than my own, another challenge is finding just the right words to say in this situation. I once had to fire an employee over email, and it was very painful for me.